Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Hey, it's time for your annual sales physical. This is a yearly examination of your territory, your selling skills, and your sales career. Well, June has always been that time of year for reflection on the results of the last 12 months. Until the age of 21, this was the end of the school year, and it was time for your final report card. Pass or fail at going to the next grade. For the next 24 years of my life, it was the end of the fiscal year at the company I worked for, which this meant it was time for my annual review. Well, launching my own company in June of 2016 means it's a milestone date for another year passing as a business owner. And once again, I take stock of the previous 12 months. Well, just like an annual physical, we need to take some time to stop at some point and take a few tests, check the numbers, evaluate the business, review results, and set goals for the new year. And this is all part of a preventative and part proactive approach to being and remaining healthy in our lives and in our business lives. Well, if you do this as part of your company requirements, then that's great. But I've worked with a lot of sales organizations that don't always do that. So if not, I would encourage you to sit down with your sales manager and review some areas. It will give you an extra set of eyes and experience on how you're doing and what you might want to focus on in the upcoming year. So here are three critical areas. Area number one is selling skills. And I've broken these down into three areas: territory management, selling skills themselves, and technical abilities or technical skills. So territory management is working on your business. Very different than working in your business. We definitely need to be working and spending time on the business, where we go, who we call on, how you spend your time, and how you're utilizing company resources. How efficient are you at covering the geography or customer base you serve? This involves customer segmentation to be most effective in using your resources. Your time is the most valuable resource that you bring to your company. So doing some time mapping can be helpful to see the bigger picture of where you're spending that valuable resource. Next is selling skills. That's working in your business. This is your ability to sell, prospecting, cold calling, asking good questions, finding a need, positioning your solutions to that need, asking for the sale, and then following up. Which areas are strong? Which areas are weak? What is the most limiting skill to growing your business? And then we dig into technical abilities. This is knowing your industry, knowing the technical aspects of your products and the customers you serve. Every sales position has a requirement for you to understand and apply the technical skills and knowledge of your products. We need to know how to use and recommend our products. If not, then we could probably be replaced with order entry system. The critical concept is that we never stop learning or developing our technical skills. I always say you don't have to know it all, but you should be on a continuous journey of trying to. The second area you dig into after you've gone through your selling skills is the actual results. Some people call these lag indicators. These are actual numbers of what happened. Take time to slice and dice your results in a multitude of different ways. Data and results don't tell the whole story, but they do tell a big component of what is working and what is not working to actually achieve the results. Twist and turn this data to give yourself multiple views. So you can segment your results, or you can slice your results by customer segment, by product line or category results, this year versus last year, trends for the last 2, 3, 4 or more years. You can have your accounts receivable status in there if that's something you're responsible for, which most salespeople, we're supposed to get paid for the things that we sell. And then you can segment by multiple product line buyers versus a single line buyer. Who's buying one product but not the rest of them? Or who's buying 6 out of your 8 and not buying the 7th and 8th product line? So you kind of get an idea of how you can slice and dice your results. Well, the third area for you to dig into on your sales physical is brand strength. And I am referring to your brand strength, not your company's. I mean, that's part of your brand strength, but your brand strength as a salesperson in your designated territory. While your company brand is part of your brand, the strength of your personal brand will eventually be more important in your sales approach. And I've got two references that you'll have to look in the blog article to see. And that's one that I wrote a few months ago called The Trusted Advisor Approach, and another one that I wrote a couple weeks ago called The Gold in Your Gift. check out those articles and those podcasts, and you'll get an understanding of what I'm talking about with brand strength. So the questions you ask about during brand strength analysis is, why do your best customers buy from you? What is it like to do business with you? How are you building your personal brand in your territory? And finally, who and where are you networking to grow your influence in your market? Now, the key concepts throughout your sales physical, one of them is that we are wired to take a short intermission every year to do a health checkup of our role as a salesperson. We need that little break in our lives. And this helps us appreciate what we have done so far and reorient on where we need to go for the next year. This is kind of like when you're climbing a mountain, you feel like you're never going to get to the top, and you turn around and look back and realize you've actually gone quite a bit of distance. So this is the same thing we do every year. We turn around, take a look back down the mountain and say, you know, we have accomplished a lot in the last 12 months. Or we haven't, and we need to speed it up. The second key concept I want you to think about is, just like your annual physical, a sales physical is both preventative and reassuring. It makes sure you are still on the right path in your sales approach, preventing you from veering off into market segments or geographies that you shouldn't. It prevents you from spending too much time on the wrong priorities. The sales physical is also reassuring you that you're on the right path. It confirms your go-to-market strategy is still the best approach. And the third key concept is that this is a long game. You need to have consistent, easily managed small steps in the right direction over the long road of your sales career. This is a big journey you're on. Compare it to a marathon versus a sprint, or an ultra marathon compared to a sprint. That means it's much more effective to be consistent in your approach than to take these quick steps. Taking small steps each day to get better is much more manageable than random bursts of improvement. Well, hey, if you'd like to have a discussion on how you can do this for yourself or with your sales team, reach out and schedule an appointment and let's talk.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.